case number 11,239, Joseph and Mary Ellen Mora, south of Cedar Road, west of Keenwick Road, being lot 12, subdivision 1 within Keenwick Development. Tax map ID 533-20.13, parcel 35. A variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirements.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Mary Ellen Murray, 11882 Willow Branch, Ellicott City, Maryland.
Joe Murray, 11812 Ellicott City, Maryland.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen. For the record, my name is James Fuquay. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown, and I represent the applicants, Mr. and Mrs. Murray. The Murrays own lot 12, block G in Keenwick. The lot is located on Keenwick Road. The lot is 50 feet wide by 100 feet deep, and it borders a lagoon to the rear. In the exhibit book packet that was just handed out, the survey and site plan of the proposed house is Exhibit A. Basically, the lot is currently vacant, and the Murrays are planning on constructing a new home on the lot that they plan on retiring to. The proposed home would have a total width of 40 feet and a total depth of 52.5 feet. The Murrays are requesting a 5-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard on both the north and the south sides of the lot, and a 4-foot variance for part of the house from the 30-foot front yard setback. And you can see the front yard setback would just apply to that 17 feet to the left. Keenwick is a bit unusual in that the development, of course, is subject to the county zoning setback requirements, which, as you know, are 30-foot front, 10-foot rear, and 10-foot sides. But Keenwick is also subject to the Keenwick private restrictions, which are a little bit different than the county's. The Keenwick restrictions are a 25-foot front, a 20-foot rear, and 5-foot side yard setbacks. If you look at Exhibit B in the booklet the packet that I gave out, it shows the county setbacks versus the Keenwick setbacks. And obviously, the main difference there is that Keenwick actually has a greater rear yard setback, and Keenwick has less setbacks on the front and the sides. And again, the rear setback, of course, is the setback from the lagoon. The Murray's proposed home will comply with all of the Keenwick restrictions, and we are requesting the 5-foot side yard setback and 4-foot front yard setback from the county requirements. Many of the lots in Keenwick are larger and wider than 50 feet, but there is a section of Keenwick which has the lots of 50 feet by 100 feet. There have been several variances granted on the other 50-foot lots, and for example, in April of 2007, the board granted a variance of a 5-foot side yard setback, a 7-foot side yard setback, and a 5-foot front variance for a lot located across the street from the Murrays. And that was on tax map parcel 4301. And the basis for that was due to the problem or hardship created by the Keenwick rear setback, which again is greater than the county's. Exhibit C are the minutes of that case, which was board case number 9798. The Murrays did submit their plans to the Keenwick Building Committee. They were approved, of course, subject to the requested variance before you tonight being granted by the board. Exhibit D of the packet is a letter from Edward Brady. He's the chairman of the committee, again stating that the Keenwick HOA has no objection to the variance, and as I said, that the house will comply with the Keenwick restrictions. As to the legal requirement, the lot is located in the section of smaller lots in the development and is subject to the private restrictions, including the 20-foot rear setback which will be complied with by the proposed construction. We believe the variance is necessary for the reasonable use of the property, since the home size, again, will be reduced by the greater rear yard setback required by Kenwick. The situation was not created by the applicant, but by the lot size and by the existing restrictions for Kenwick. And again, the house has not yet been built. The lot is vacant. The variances will not alter the essential character of the area, and they will create an attractive new home. There have been five similar type variances granted in the immediate vicinity of the Morey's lot. Exhibit E from the exhibits I submitted shows a tax map parcel or a tax map of the area. The lot in blue is the Morey's lot, and you can see that there are five lots pretty much surrounding where they're located, where there have been variances granted for a similar type of situations. And lastly, we believe that this request is the least modification necessary for the construction of an appropriate and attractive home on the lot. And as I've said already, the house will comply with the Kenwick required setbacks and is not opposed by the HOA. Mr. Morey, is everything I just represented true and correct to the best of your knowledge? Gentlemen, that's everything I have to present other than any questions you might have.
All right. Thank you, sir. Are there any questions from members of the board? Bill, start down. Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Essig?
No questions.
Mr. Rickards?
Yes, Mr. Fuqua, how does the rest of the buildings on that front adjustment line up with the...
The actual setbacks?
Yes. How are they lined up? Are the homes going to be lined up right?
I think, to the best of my knowledge, they're pretty much maintain the 25-foot setback.
Because I get a little weary of the front, of the front setbacks because of the fact that you want some uniformity in the subdivisions. And the side yards are, I can understand that. Is there any reason why that they need the seven, you know, the, what is it, six? I believe it's 6.58.
I think it's actually just a 4 foot.
What is it, a bump out or?
It's just the design. It's going to be a stick built home, and it's just the design of the home. It's actually a 26 foot setback, so it's a 4 foot variance.
Right, 4 foot. And that would, what would that do to the applicant's plans? I mean, would 4 foot be a?
I don't think the 4 foot would be critical, although I do think it would affect the architectural style of the house.
Uh-huh.
And again, I believe that there are similar variances granted as far as the actual setback.
Yeah, I'm always curious about why the covenants is, and of course you've been in the county a long time, probably know the answer, why these covenants don't read what the county.
Yeah, actually, on the second page of Exhibit D, that is the front page of the Kenwick restrictions,
right?
Where it is spelled out.
I could never understand why they wouldn't. You know, they. This is not the only case, Kenwick. I was just saying another.
I believe, quite honestly, I believe that Kenwick was actually created before the county had zoning.
Okay.
The zoning ordinance became effective in 1970. And I think Kenwick existed before that.
Okay.
So I think that's probably the situation.
The situation there. And they just never changed any of that.
No. They were just the original restrictions, and actually there were homes built to the restrictions. And then when the county ordinance came into effect, there became a double set of restrictions that obviously is a bit confusing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you for that. Any further questions?
No.
Mr. Workman?
No questions.
And I have, Scalway, have no questions. So hearing none, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have one letter from a Lawrence DiSabatino.
Okay. All right, thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Excuse me.
Mr. Chairman, I believe that the applicant has met the standard for granting a variance due to the fact that the 50-foot and the 100-foot depth, the 50-foot frontage and the 100-foot depth, is a problem with building some of these homes in there. And if they're lining up pretty much with the other homes in the front, I think the 4-foot variance will not affect the neighborhood there. And I think it's the request that represents the least modification possible for the regulation. So I believe we should approve case number 11,239 for the following reasons: also for the uniqueness to the property, which is 50 by 100. Variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and the unnecessary hardship or practical difficulty due to the size of the lot hasn't been created by the applicant, and the variance will not alter central character of the neighborhood, and the request for the variance is minimum that will afford relief. So I make the motion that we approve case number 11,239.
Okay, and have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,239. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,239 is approved.
Thank you very much, Sean.
You're welcome.
Case number 11,240, Lisa Lawson, southeast of Gills Neck Road, Bing Road 267, east of Black Marlin Circle, being lot 36 within Wolf Point Development. Tax map ID is District 335, map 9, parcel 144. A variance from the side yard setback requirements.